Is one permitted to volunteer to be infected with the COVID-19 in order to help with finding a vaccine? There are different volunteers in the hospital under the scope that whether they're actually putting COVID inside them exactly. I'm not sure what the exact procedure is, but they're definitely taking a certain element of risk by getting infected either directly or indirectly in order to, for a greater cause of finding a vaccine, which could not only save society at home, but to help save them or save many deaths in society, etc. So it goes back to the general question, is one allowed to put himself in suffix sakana in order to, well, here there's no vadai, because the case of the vaccine is they're just putting themselves in suffix, and this may or may not turn out to be a vaccine. So the classical case is putting yourself, the Yerushalmi writes, are you permitted to put yourself in suffix sakana in order to save someone from vadai sakana? So I guess the assumption is, if we apply it, is that if you don't find the vaccine, there are people who definitely die. And if you're successful, you find the vaccine. If you're successful with the vaccine, you can save many lives. Okay, that's our assumption here, that with the vaccine, many lives will be saved, besides normal life. And so you could risk oneself for suffix sakana, that if you're successful, it's not just you, I'm sure there are many other people, so then you could save someone from vadai sakana. So assuming that is the issue, so the Yerushalmi writes, yes. They quote the Yerushalmi, Rav Imi was taken captive, and they weren't asking for ransom, they were going to kill him, so Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonason said, okay, let's bring out the tachlifim. That's it. What am I going to do? It's unfortunate, but I'm not going to risk my life. And Rish Lakish said, yes. He went ahead, he took the machine gun from his basement. He used to be a bank robber in his previous life, and he went ahead. And I think the story ended happily ever after he got him out. But he was willing to risk his life to save Rish Lakish. And did. I mean, to save Rav Imi. And it's unclear what the Bavli holds, because the Machaber doesn't bring down this opinion, but Rav Yosef Cairo in the Beis Yosef quotes this Yerushalmi. So it's a question what the Bavli holds. We don't go against Yerushalmis for no reason. But what's the Bavli Shita? So they point out that the different Gemaras, they want to bring rayas for that perhaps the Bavli disagrees. The famous Gemara in Bava Metzia with Rabbi Akiva and Ben Patira, you only have one cup of water, do I have to share it or not? So Ben Patira says no, Ben Patira says, yes, you're not going to watch your friend die. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Chayecha Kodman, Tulipaz, and Rabbi Akiva. So then it's right, what's the issue? Why would anyone give up two lives? So obviously, for one. So, because the issue is, the question, are you willing to risk your life? If you do nothing, your friend will definitely die. But if you share the water, maybe you'll find more water, maybe you won't. So, it seems to say with the Bavlis. Again, so there are other Gemaras, Gemara and Yid, Rabbi Tarfon, you wouldn't save people who wanted a hiding spot. Gemara and Sanhedrin, so the different rayas, the Achronim, Rishonim bring that the Bavli is against the Yerushalmi, that one is not obligated to risk one's life. To save someone else, it gets into not obligated, are you permitted or not? And then we know we have the famous Nod Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara and Bava Metzia, that we know you're allowed to enter a certain profession. That's for a parnasa. Like you could be a policeman, fireman, you could clean windows on the Empire State Building. It's a minhago sholom, so society takes these risks, so that's consumed a normal risk. So I'd say the Moshe talks about a football player. So no need to write in the general you showed that for parnasa you could take a higher risk, because the assumption being is if you don't have a parnasa, then you're going to die. You're not going to get food. So therefore you could take a higher risk in order to make sure. So in this case, it's not a profession. Here you're volunteering. So maybe, perhaps it will be different. Rav Asher writes, quotes are Rambam. Also, but a judge has to take certain risks. You got to paskin correctly, even if there's a slight chance something might happen to you. Again, but here it's this volunteering. I mean, I guess maybe you're getting paid for it. So if you're getting paid for it, maybe that's considered your parnasa. He brings down the issue of autopsy. So in general, we don't do nivul hames for medical science, but there's cholam ilafanav, then you do. So there seems to be many cholam in front of us now, so therefore there'd be another reason. And he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, who he doesn't necessarily agree with, but he has a big chiddush about that it's like the heter Mechemes Rishus. You're allowed to go risk all these guys for Mechemes Rishus. So to hear the COVID-19 is a big Mechema. It's attacking all of us. And therefore, it's okay. So he has the issue with the Minhago Sho'olam, Osagur of Neish, Nipo Ames, Rav Shlomo Zalman says Mechemes Rishus. But the bottom line is, as we assume, and also this could be also you're helping not just Yechidim, perhaps if you're helping Rov Klai Yisrael, and here Rov HaOlam, everyone's infected, the whole world's infected, the global pandemic. So the bottom line is that obviously for someone who's, whatever the criteria is, whether it's under 60, 40, whatever it's deemed that you're safe, you don't have any preconditions. So the lach is, yes, one is permitted to take minimal risk in order to volunteer for this study in order to find a vaccine to help many other, for Tikkun Olam, for helping helping the scientists find the vaccine, which will ultimately save hundreds, if not thousands, or millions of lives.